Keşke mağada. Evet, last week. Because of the principle that Baba seems to lay down concerning Ones Begitin. I'm sorry, Ones Benido. Ones Bekvias Vesit. And Yudalef and Aleph.
Amar Rav Huna.
Comes on the Mishnah. And of Zion on the days, end of the Mishnah, Nimrosa Harishon, the last line of the Mishnah, Nimrosa Harishon, the Meones, Apashni Yodaya Shatra. A woman who gears a Banaliros. And she sees once, she never saw before, never menstruated before. So the first menstruation, we say it could be chance, doesn't say anything, no, no. But a second time, Mishniya, Metama Meisliyes, and the second one explained that important chilik. The first the said she belongs to that group of women who now see blood. But it didn't speak about that Ria itself, because that Ria could be interpreted also as a chance happening, since she'd never menstruated before, even though chronologically she's already at the age where she could start menstruation. Again, the first Ria, since she never saw before, has in it that suffix, maybe it just happened. Just one of those things that happened. A chance happening. The second year, and I look to be Kovei Aveset. Maybe Kovei Aveset, I mean only to determine whether she's a woman who's Ro Adam, and therefore the Gzeir Rabbonon of Meisa Eis applies to her. So I say, since she's chronologically Ro'adam, and since she saw Adam once, he had removed all Sveikas. I'm not looking to Kovei Aveset at her. I'm looking to determine whether she belongs to that group of women who see Adam. Therefore, on the second Riyah, I've confirmed that. But at the second Riyah, followed the first Riyah, and the first Riyah seemed to be associated with some kind of physical activity that she did, then it doesn't answer my question. Is she now among the women who will see Dam regularly? If it's dependent upon an outside act called an onus, then I cannot say there's an expectation. There is no kvius when it's dependent upon a hisdamnus, something which just so happens. As Moses says, Amar Avune, Kofsa Verosa, Kofsa Verosa, Kofsa Verosa. Kovalo Beset. Thank you, Moses. Mani Beset, for what? Lamai. Meaning, what did you expect now? What can you expect should happen again? That's what Veset means. Now the expectation, as it was before, it will be again. What was before? Ilema liyomim. You mean the same days on which she saw, because she engaged in that physical activity of jumping, right? You can't say that that's an expectation, what will be. Hokol yom ondelo kofas ochazoi. So it can't be the day in which she jumped is significant. Because when you see the days when she doesn't jump, she doesn't see dam. Therefore, it cannot be the day that's gorim the riyas dam. Elawat, you mean the jumping did it. So whenever time she will jump, she will now become Anita. Borosanya, kol shedik ve'eno machmason es apila kama pamim lo kova vesit. Again, here's the key concept. That statement, kol, right? Kol shedik ve'eno machmason es apila kama pamim lo kova vesit. That's a mathematical concept on Yud Aleph Omer Aleph. You can say there's a number progression. A certain number will appear after certain other numbers go by. So that's a progression. That's what you're looking for in Besed. You're looking for a progression of what? So many days which she doesn't see Dam, some days which she sees Dam, repeated by days she doesn't see Dam. These successive numbers, right, lead to what? An expectation that as I saw now, it will continue. But how could you have an expectation that's dependent upon a willful act of somebody else? Since it requires a kvitzo, she should engage in a physical activity, you cannot say that it is therefore an expectation, something you await, you expect it to happen again. My love, lo kovla veset klau. Therefore, how can you say that kovtsa, verosa, kovtsa, verosa, kovtsa, verosa will lead to a veset? The kvitzos, as they stand alone, is just an act, an arbitrary act, and a act which does not have to repeat itself. So you cannot apply the concept of Veset to it. And the Gemara, of course not. You can't say, I'll have a Veset depending upon someone doing something. It has to be a Veset means something natural that occurs repeatedly, whether you like it or not. A so-called autonomic act. It's not something which is a voluntary act. What? Lo kovo veset liyomim lechudei. We don't have a veset based upon days. Why? Because when the day comes and she doesn't jump, she doesn't see dam. Nor can you say that it's a veset for days, because if she doesn't jump, she doesn't see dam, even though that day passes by when last time she saw dam. Therefore, ulu kavizus lechudei also not. I will cover of Esed liyomim ulekfitzos. What does it say? If on the 30th day of the month she will do some pole vaulting or some dramatic activity, right? Kofta, then we can expect her to become a nida. So she can have a vesed that whenever she jumps on the 30th day of the month, right? Then she becomes a woman who should have made a bedika. And if she didn't make a bedika, according to those shitas who hold Vestos Daraisa, that was one of the big chilukim, if Vestos Daraisa, then Bodko Velo Motzo, right? Doesn't help. Low Bodko Velo Motzo doesn't help. Why? Because she didn't make a bedika b'shas Vesto. So we say there's a tip of Gam Kachadl and it got lost. It wasn't discerned. So Like the Gemara, you had a havamina to think that you could be koveya beset for yomim. Yomim luchute pshita. Of course you can yomim luchute. Why would you have to mention that to me that it's not a beset for yomim? Naturally, we say that the beset occurred, that the nidus occurred only when she jumped on a certain day. So pshita the day is not the factor. Amar Ravashi, no. You could think it is the factor. Gan de kofes b'chad b'shabbat b'chazoi. Kofes b'chad b'shabbat b'chazoi. Right? Ulechad b'shabbat, or put the bracket material, u'b'shabbat kofes b'lo chazoi. Ulechad b'shabbat on Sunday, chazoi b'lo tefisa. Ma'u the same, you would interpret this progression. Igloim milzav nefchoa, the yomahu dekagorim v'lo kapitzo. That this would indicate that the day is a day of esed, and the kapitzo is only coincidental, but it's not a factor. Kamash malon the kapitzo nama de esmal gomo. She saw dam without jumping, because she saw dam on Shabbos and jumped on Sunday. That doesn't say that the seeing of the dam was inconsequential. Kamash malon the kfitza name de esmol gomo. The kfitza made it possible for to see dam on the following day. Why de lo chazoi mishum dakata lamota zman kfitza? Why didn't you see dam? Because the timing hasn't come yet. What's the timing? You need the day and the kvitza. You say you need the day and the kvitza. In this case, there was no day kvitza coinciding on that last one. The answer is, yes, it did coincide. Where did it coincide? She jumped on Friday and she saw the dam on Shabbos. That doesn't mean that it saw the dam not dependent on kvitza. And kvitza was not dependent on dam? Of course not. All it means is there was a delayed reaction to the physical activity. Normally, the physical activity causes the onset of nidus. And in this case, so it took a little longer. Right? Lishna achino amar Rav Huna kofse v'rosa, kofse v'rosa, kofse v'rosa. Why? Because he interpreted this concept of that ones cannot make a veset, cannot make a kvius, right? Therefore, if there's whenever whenever it occurs, whenever it makes no difference. I the local chazoi, mishum dakatel motzes zman kvitza, right? Lishna chino amar avune kofse v'ros kofse kovelos vasel yom lo kvitzos hechadomi amar avashi kofes bechad b'shabbes, and she became a nida. Next time kofes bechad b'shabbes, and she became a nida, right? Shabbes kofse v'lo chazoi, and Shabbos she jumped and nothing happened. Ulechad b'shabbes achino chazoi. Below kvitza, and Gemara, you're quite right. Such a case is not it is not independently a cause of nidus there. Why? Because over Shabbos she jumped below chazoi. Once there's a time, so therefore the kvitzer cannot be the factor. Olachad b'Shabbos achina chazoi below kvitzer, right? And then once she saw, it doesn't have to be consecutive. And she saw once a Shabbos, even though she didn't engage in that physical activity, right? So one rear was without kvitzer, And one kvitza was adria, that knocks out kvitza as a factor. Then kvitza only a coincidence. So it happened on that day she ran the marathon. And that day she was involved in some physical activity. But you cannot associate the physical activity as a gorem of it. So I told you yesterday that you have to compare this to what the Shulchan Aruch says is a gorem of nidus, even though it's a physical activity, like feature of a physical act. Leave out the word activity, because the idea of you're involved in the marathon. You have your over there.
Which is in this, we'll see if that's what we want.
Thank you. Okay, what aloha is that? What aloha do I want? Chof. Okay? Or Yutes. Yesh kovaz veselei mikrim sheyara begufa. Look how careful the Russian of the Mechaber is to avoid all the questions. The big question is, you said an onus you define not an accident, an onus meaning some occurrence, right? Onus meaning it appears to be unrelated, a happenstance. She happened to run on the marathon and she happened to become a nida that day. Why would you associate the two? There's nothing that makes you, in a rational way, associate the two. She happened to run the marathon and she became a nida. What do we do with the other? But it happened three times that way. Whenever she runs a marathon, she becomes a nida. It says, Yesh kovaz veses ale mikrim, two happenings, sheyore begufo, that occur in her body. Watch the language. Not mikrim, period, but sheyore begufo. And that's a big chilik. Running, jumping, is not a thing that comes from her body. That's a thing which you impose upon your body when you go running. But there are physical acts that are associated in intrinsically with the body. And that is what? Tigon. Shem Fahekes. She yawns. Right? Or Misateshes. A fit of sneezing. Right? Or pain in the stomach area, right? Or general feeling of malaise, rosho beivor kvedim aleha, that we had in the sugi in the Gemara. The chol elu yerol asholosh pamim v'rosa kovol aveset, shebechol pam he chosheshes behem asur l'shamish. That's why I interpreted a fit of sneezing, a fit of sneezing. Not just she sneezed once and saw Adam. The chol elu habasos shebegufo elem zman yedua. So what did Gemara say? There is no kviyas veset to an onus. So here, that's the dive to loshon of the Mechaber. Shiora lo begufo. Running, he never had not begufo. Running is extraneous. But he's saying, sure, You can have an act serve as a vesed. If the act is internal, something in the body made the act, not an act imposed itself on the body. Running is an act imposed itself on the body. Yawning, sneezing, didn't come, it's not hay fever season, but it didn't come from the outside.
Coughing also.
That came inside. Whatever the insides are influenced by what they're influenced, they are responding, right, to a natural event that's occurring within the body. That's Vesed. What do you think menstruation is? It's an act that occurs within the body. And if this act is associated with other internal perceptions there, then indeed you establish the Vesed. That's the chilik between the two kinds of bestows. A Vesed that happens, a Vesed, or a repetitive occurrence that is due to a decision of mankind, the decision of the woman to do something, cannot be called a Vesed. A act which is not under her control, an act which caused by itself an act independent of her desires, of her wishes, is not an act of volition. Running, jumping is an act of volition. This is an act not for her, but on the contrary, it's an act that occurs bal kocha. She tries to stifle the yawn, it doesn't help. Okay, that's as much as we should do on that. We did much on Thursday. Brings us to the next Mishnah. That's the third Mishnah we have. This you have to remember, we learned it before in the beginning of the Perek. The Chachomim made a takone. And that may be the reason why they said, "Well, mitame le meforam eis la eis," as a punitive decision. Why? Because Chachamim made a takana that if she wants to engage in taharos, then she has to be bodekis twice a day, once in the morning and once towards evening, to guarantee that the taharos, one, began with tahara, right? And second, ended with tahara. Because when she is bodekes in the morning, she says, "I'm tahora, and therefore I can engage in taharos." And at the end of the day, when she's bodekes and finds everything okay, she says, "Baruch Hashem, I didn't become a nidah during the period of time that I was engaged in taharos." Well, here we want to know, are some women exempt from those two requirements? Requirements for bedika twice a day. Afa pisha ombu dayoshata. And here's the ambiguity in the Mishnah. Who's the Omul? Who said what? When was it said? By those women whom the Rabbanon exempted from the Gzeir of Me'es Le'es, is because they have a special Cheskas Tahara, a stronger Cheskas Tahara than some are women. Right. Who are these women? Apich Omu Dai Shaita. Look at Rashi. Apich Omu Dai Shaita. The first Rashi in the Mishnah. The Isha Sheyesh Lo Veset. That Rashi represents an opinion. opinion, the halachic opinion is an isho sheyesh lo veset. Right? That's the question. Does she have to be bodekes morning and evening because of takaras chachamim? So the answer is yes. Alpha p shaombo daya shaita. Right? Sicha lo yos bodekes chus yos bodekes. She said, who are we talking about? A woman, she has to visit. Our first mission said, such a woman, there we didn't make the gzera of Me'es Le'es. It's only Dayashato. It's only from finding the blood and the future. Nothing for the past. Right? Nevertheless, Sincha Li'us Bodekes. Look at Rashi. B'chol Yom Shachas V'Arves Kishar Noshim. Okay. What's the big question here? Did I words properly realize? No. What's the kasha here? You should ask kasha right away. What about the double notion? Why did Rashi say Isha Shesh Tavesed over? Isha Vesed? Tana, Meniko, Muberas, right? Tana, Skena, Meniko, Muberas. There should be five women involved. And Rashi only has one woman involved, Isha Yesh Lo Veset. Even a woman who has a Veset, right? Nevertheless, in between the Vesos, she doesn't have to be Bodekas anything for her husband. But the house has to be Bodekas anyway. So why don't you say the same thing true for the other four women that are have a cheskas musolek v'domim? Here comes a little bit of medical statistics. The way most of the achayim learn in this chashi, Rashi say, only an isha sheyesh lo veset, that's why she's exempt. For such a woman, they kept the chumrah. She has to be bodekes morning and evening if she wants to engage in taharos. But a woman who's really Musalekas Midomim, who has a stronger inhibitor of menstruation. What's? She's pregnant, she's nursing, right? She's an old woman already, or she's a woman who never saw Dam yet, a young girl. Such women don't have to be bodekas. They can go deal with taharos without having to make bedikos. Bedikos b'chol yom, morning and evening. Why? Because they are really musalekas midom. Anisha, she yesh la beset. What are you saying to me? The days when the beset, is that the days of the beset, excluding the day of the beset? She's musalekas midom. She has a cheskas taharos. She went ahead and made a bdika at the end of menstruation, found out that she is no longer ro adam, and now she's in the menstruation shibinikiyim period for 2-3 days already. And then what? You're going to tell her, you have to go ahead, remember, you're going to help out in the Kohen's house when they're baking truma, you want to help them out? You can't do that. You cannot do it because you are not bodekes shachas v'alves. No exemption. What about the four women? Four women certainly from all the achrayim of Daik Rashi. Since Rashi said it applies to isha shesh tobeset, then an isha who is really musalekes midomim, she doesn't have to make bedikos. An isha yesh lo veset is tantamount to musalekas midom. In halacha, we make her musalekas midom. We say we'll treat her as if she's no danger of a scene. But you know very well that there is a danger that a woman will have breakthrough bleeding and will see tov vesto in the middle of the veset. In the middle of the veset period. Borek tano meniku muveres, they are further removed from any possibility of seeing down. They have a real reason why they can't see, they don't see down. There's an obstacle, right? Therefore, by them, they don't have to be bodekas. And they can engage with taharos without having to make the bedikos of morning and evening.
Or you can learn different shots.
The way the Balamor learns, the Mili learns, and that is this halacha applies to all the women. Even though the women, they said, that they're Muslim like us midomim, and therefore, we will not asa, if they do see dam, we will not asa them lemefroa, we will not passel the kochim, the truma kochim lemefroa. But the bedikos they have to make. Empiric proof. That's the chilik. A woman mushlekes midomim, but you can't tell me vaday. You only tell me alpi haloche. There's a halachic vadoes here. She has a cheskas tahara. Therefore, in that period of time between the bestows, she has a cheskas tahara. But we can use that language, but it's inaccurate. She's mushlekes midomim. No, mushlekes midomim means there is something there that prevents the dam from coming. Yeah. Now, you can argue, well, every woman in between bestows is musulekas midomim because the hormones are not involved, that are involved in menstruation are not involved now. But that's not how Chazal looked upon it. Chazal looked upon it very simply. She is musulekas midomim, right? Sure. But that musulekas midomim, that chazoke of musulekas midomim, is a chazoka asuri lishtanos. How many times have I told you, always go back to your sources. But a ketana meinikubu bedes is not asuri lishtanos. You can't say that's asuri lishtanos. This musulekas bidomim from day 13 until day 29, because she has a vessel of every 30 days, yes, you know, she most likely won't see dam. But there's plenty of dam in her. Meaning, she's not musulekes midomim. Aktana mi nikubu bel. Tana is musulekes midomim, she never had dam in her. Right? And a mi nikubu bel is, as the Gemara explained before, neka dam benasa cholov. Right? The blood left, there's no blood there. It all went into the milk production. Right? Therefore, By them, there's no point in making bedikos. They are badai musulekas midomim. So here again, you have a machlokis of Rashi and the others. This is two for you, I think. But we have here marked down here. Give me the names associated with this machlokes. Rashi we just read. And the same thing, the Rav in Mishnayos says the exact same thing. Mentioned just one case of Mishnayos VW. Each of Shesh of Eset. Right. Tosfos and Daffit Yud. Look at Tosfos and Daffit Yud. Right, you know, is it? Look at Tosfos Daf Yud Amud Beis. You have the taste, a little taste on the bottom. Dayan kol yemei yivurin. Mashma afilo roa kama pomim. Af agav debeloi gi yizman aliros omal el shich v'tameis leis. Haini mishum nikim isho huvzu kol liros v'et botel hasiluk. Tidurunga misulekes midomim. Aval hocha mubelos minika misalkin adayin kayomim afilo lo nisalku v'tchili misalkum v'ochim besov. A simple explanation. By Akhtana, Tana saw once, twice, three times. Send to you, he metame meis leis. Right? Why? Because whatever inhibitor of menstruation that was working with her, that inhibitor clearly left her. She saw three times already. A mubera she see three times, she wouldn't be kovei avesit. Why? The inhibitor is still there. The baby is still growing. You say, oh, the these last three times, that was early on in pregnancy. Therefore, she saw dam. But a little bit later, it'll settle down, she won't see dam anymore. Because whatever is inhibiting the pregnancy, the rias dam, is still ongoing. It's an ongoing inhibitor which didn't work well enough the first few times, but now will work again. Therefore, by he says, the look at the nice language. By Ektano, after three times, Mishum Dikivan Shehuzik Liros Botel Hasiluk. Whatever barrier, every inhibitor there was, that disappeared. Aval Hocha Mubelos Menika. Hamisalkin adayin kayamin. So afilu lo nisalku b'tchila, misalku v'hocha b'sof. Therefore, dayon kol yemei iburon. No matter how many times they see during pregnancy, we won't be metamim yeis leyeis. Because their cheskas ein ro edam is not broken by the fact that they saw dam. Akhtana, that's what I explained to you. Akhtana has a group that we have to identify with. Is she in a Ktana group or already in a Gdola group? What determines that, whether she sees Dam or not? She saw Dam three times, that determines that she belongs to that other group. Mela, all the halachas apply to her, therefore she metame meis leis. But Amuberes, what are you going to say? Because she saw Dam once, two, three times during the 9 months of pregnancy, therefore she's no longer musulekes midomim. On the contrary, as the pregnancy proceeds, we assume she's more and more musulekes midomim. Therefore, by them not, that was the question that Rashi relates to in the Mishnah Yud Aleph, when Rashi says, what are we referring to? Alpa shomotai shaita, she still has to be bodekes, as that's only by Nisha she yesh lo veset. Each of Shias Loveset said she's not Musulekes Midomim. But Aisha, who's Musulekes Midomim, who's a Meniko Muveres, they not require her to make Bidikos before she engages in Taharos. Look at the end of the Tosfos, Vim Tomar. Maishna drohigia zman aliros lo boi bidika umuberos veinika boi bidika gitam masnisan sich aliros bodekas hakulu. Where'd you see that halacha? But So how is that Tosfos Lohim Pshat in our Mishnah? That it applies to all women. That all women who are Moslekas Midomim have to make B'dikos anyway. As we've been talking about, Mishna de lo igia, so why lo igia is man alilos lo boi B'dika? To engage in Tahalos, we're talking about. Umubelos Meinika boi B'dika to term Mastisan. Where do you see that a Kitana, that a Mubelos Meinika boi B'dika? So look at that little hay, which also just tells you where, and Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. And our mission, Yud Aleph Aleph, is that, where did it say it? So you see, he says, Apav Yishomu Dayashaita, where did they say Dayashaita? They said Dayashaita on all four women, including the fifth woman of a Isha Shesh Lovesed Kavua. And all those five cases, they said that what? Dayashaita. So now she wants to engage in taharos. Does she have to make a bdika morning and evening? That's what we're talking about. That takonas hachomim anyone engaging in taharos must make it morning and evening. So according to Rashi, it only applied to Isha Shesh Lovesed. But those who are really muslekas midomim don't have to make any bdikos. Tosfos there clearly says no. It applies to all four women. In addition to the. To the Isha's risk. But it can apply to all four women because Ketana, you said, doesn't need a Bedika. So what do you have now? Three levels of Moslekas Midomim. Yesh Lovesed is Moslekas Midomim in between bestows. That's a little Moslekas Midomim. Not too much. Then you have among the Dalet Noshim, three of them are Moslekas Midomim. Right? Minika, Skeino, Muberes. That's second level Moslekas Midomim. Then you have the third level Moslekas Midomim, Ketana. What's the Chilik? Ketana never saw Dam. Doesn't know what you're talking about. Therefore, it's not shy of her at all. So Tosfos has it broken up into three levels of Choshos. Right? According to Rashi, there's only one level that needs bdika, and that is a woman who is roedam, who established a beset periyas dam, but in between the days, between bestows, she's not roedam. You want to call that musulekes midamim? No, not musulekes midamim. There's a chazokie, a cheskas taharos. Oh, cheskas taharos, that doesn't bother us because we make chumras when cheskas taharos has to do with kadoshim, has to do with truma. Then our concern for kadoshim, the mala also be kadoshim, supersedes the confidence I have that you won't see dam bein bestos, bein besed leveset. But you can see, even, you know, Balabatish, biologically speaking, you see there's a fundamental difference between these five women. Again, Moslekas Midomim, that's an absolute that applies only to Ketana, if you tie in Tosfos Hesber. Then you have women, right? Shenistalko Doma Mehem. They're not Moslekas Midomim, but Domim Woman Stalko. So I'm afraid maybe it'll break through. That's the what? Diskena, Muberes, Omeniko. And then you have the woman, right, who is not yet a woman, who is a Ketana, who has nothing to do with Dam. She's not yet it's not a topic that she knows about. There, that's real, not Musulekas Midomim, right, but what, on the contrary, Lohigia Doma Metzla. The blood never came. By all the others, the blood came and went away for a period of time. By Ketana, it never came. Therefore, it's what Tosfos says. Oh, Ketana, that's the one who's potter from B'dikos. But all the others have to make B'dikos. Okay? That's my focus of Rashi, Shat in the Mishnah. versus Tosfos and that Yud Amud Beis. Okay, next. Said the Mishnah again on Yud Aleph. Afa pi shavuda yashato, even though the Chacham said these women, or according to Rashi, that woman who has a veset, we're not going to be machmir and be mitamil lemefroa. What does it mean? We grant her her cheskas tahara. Nevertheless, that's the gabei balo. That's the gabei a chance happening. She saw dam. I won't be metami lemefroa. But lechatchila tzricha liyos bodekes chutz minani chutz liyos bodekes. Period. But if she wants to engage, who's asking her to engage in tahara? I'm not talking about isul labayla. She's mutelas labayla without a bedika. Not going to interfere with her private life. But she wants to go ahead and get involved with kadoshim. It's not an obligation. The husband, she has to sleep with the husband, that's an obligation. There's no obligation for her to engage in taharos. What then? She takes upon herself, Chacham say, you take upon yourself, then I expect you to be 100% sure that everything is okay. Therefore, you have to make bedikos. And bedikos we're talking about morning and evening. You people, you clear, you with us? Simple, we chew it up for you, it's not hard. Then goes, now we're stuck with the Takaras Chachomim. That a woman should be bodekes morning and evening, right? But I know why. That's only the taharos we're talking about, right? So the Mishnah is strange that should tell you the next. This chutz except min anida by yosheves adam tohar. Except for anida yosheves adam tohar. Why? There's no point for her to make bedikos. What is she making bedikos for? To find out what she can handle taharos, she can't handle taharos anyway. Second, that's for Anita. So that period of, she's all dumb once. Now, the next 7 days, she wants to engage in taharos. She's Tameya. So there's no general principle every woman has to make bedikos twice a day. Not when she's Anita. But you see from this statement in the Mishnah, not when she's a nida, indicate that they interpreted the Kolos Chachomim as a requirement for all women. All women should be bodekas. Oh, why tell me chutz min a nida? Chutz min a woman doesn't want to go into a bakery and bake tchuma flour bread. By Yosheva's Adam Toa, remember the 33 days after Azochor, 66 days after Nekeva, even the Hoadam, the Tohoa, so what's the sense of making bedikos? No matter what you find, you be Tohoa, you be able to go deal with Taharos, since it's Dam Toha. Next, Uma Shemesh Be'edim, and when they have relations with their husband, they're supposed to make bedika before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Chutz mi yosheves al dam tohar. We had both chotim before. Or my meshesh beidim means both have to be meshamesh beidim, the husband and the wife. That's a plural beidim, right? Either applies to the woman before and after, or applies to man and wife. Both have to be meshamesh beidim. Right, the husband to check after they have relations, he doesn't find any blood on himself, which could be coming from his wife. Right? Except there, neither you can say chutzmi neither, neither can be meshameshes and bala, except for the one who had given birth, and she's in that 33-66 day period. There's no point in making bdikos, because no matter what you find, you'll be okay. Upsulo shedemer tahorim. Likewise, a psula who had relations on a marriage night, there we give her whatever time we give her as non-nida time, as vadai dam psulim time. 4 days according to Hillel, according to Shammai, 4 days, or to give her achit chaya amako, or until the wound heals. Again, there's no point in her making bedikos. No matter what she finds, it'll be okay, because she'll be told on the dam psulim. Upamayim sicholiyos bedikah. When I say bedikah, I'm referring to this ritual that Chazal introduced. Shachis ubein hashmoshos. Right? And b'shor she'overas tamashes beisa. Right? And before she has relations with her husband. Yiseiros aleihen. The takana was extended to kohanos, to female kohanim, to kohanos. Why? Because they eat truma. B'shor she'eino ochelos b'truma, right? They eat truma as long as they're beveis ovir. How could she eat truma? She can't handle the dough for truma, because maybe she is a nida. Certainly she can't eat the truma, maybe she's a nida. Or be sure she ain't a chelim truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, av b'shoa saivarosa meilechol b'truma. We had that reference before. And when they finish eating truma, they also should make a bedikah. Why did the Gemara explain? What's the point of a bedikah after she finished eating truma? No? What do you want to say? For the leftovers, for the shirayim. She finished eating truma, but she has leftover to put in the freezer for next time. So now you have a chance to make sure that what you're putting away was vaday tahora. How? Always a suffix. Maybe during the meal she became a nida. By checking at the end of the meal, that guarantees she was not a nida. Then it's safe to put the other food away for next time. Now the Gemara does something which is needs a hezbah, because it's certainly not what the Mishnah was talking about. Mishnah is clearly talking about mala also b'kadoshim, a chumra for handling kadoshim. Now the Gemara is asking, and I have no hezbah, Gemara just had a right to ask it, wants to ask that way. Why didn't they extend this takana for everybody? It's a darn good idea. Remember, our Gemara said, "Karayad ha amar belivo benoshim areze mishubachas." Why shouldn't they have a very nice home protocol, part of a woman's personal hygiene? It's to be bodekas in the morning and bodekas towards the evening, before Ben Hashmoshos. You know why? We played around with Dam Katargo. It's a good idea, then check. That's the klal I told you earlier in the Zman. I don't rely on Chazok Yisrov, Samazoy, when Efshel of the Ruri. That's behind the question. More information you have about this menstrual cycle, the more careful you can be in in its halachic ramifications. So why don't you have every woman be bodekes? You know why? Mother sums it up in a simple concept, because we're dealing with it. Then she knows when to be koveyas veset. Okay. Kriyas veset is on the onset of nidus. No woman knows when the onset of nidus is. A woman knows, of course, she has hakosha, right? But we don't know what hakosha is. So no normal one knows when the onset of nidus is. She knows when she finds dam. We assume that the nidus started somewhat earlier. How does she know she's a nidus? She finds dam on her underclothes. But obviously, dam on the underclothes means the dam was b'sorah before that. So why not have a nice system set up? Twice a day you make b'dikos. That takes care of the danger that she'll be a nidus without knowing it. But more than that, it enables her to be more accurate in koveyas veset. What day is the onset of nidus? She doesn't really know. What hour is the onset of nidus? Sometimes it goes with the hour. In the owner, with outside the owner. That's what the Gemara is asking. It's not relevant to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah really shouldn't be belabored by that question, because our Mishnah is clearly dealing with Taharos. Now we're extending it into a nice logic. If Chachomer get together and make a takana, it poses hardships on people. You get the best benefit out of it you can. If you're going to go ahead and impose a takana that you have to be bodekes pamayim biyom, why not make it general, universal, and then you'll get accumulated a whole bunch of good information which you didn't have before. I mean, halachically relevant information. That's what Gemara says. He said, Chutz min anida, v'soch meinu, anida doesn't have to make b'dikas. Well, this is not going to tell anything she doesn't know. She knows she's in need already. Why? So, b'toch mimei nidosa lo boy b'dika. That's what you're telling me, that during a nida period, she doesn't need b'dikos. Ha'necha l'rabi shim ha'men lokesh, d'amar isha k'vasa v'eset b'soch mei zivosa, v'isha k'vasa v'eset b'soch mei nidosa. Then, Shapir. El Rabbi Yochanan Amar Isha Kavasa Veset Bezorich Meini Dosa Tivdo Dilma Kavala Veset. Okay, can I help you out on this? A woman saw dam. Rosh Chodesh Kislev. That's tomorrow, by the way. Okay. So she's a nida for 7 days. By the time of the mission, right? She saw only once, needed for 7 days. Why shouldn't she be bodekes? Then, after the first time, she makes a bdik a second day and doesn't find anything. Third day, doesn't find anything. The fourth day, she finds dam again. So maybe she's mishanish vesta. Maybe she's changing her veset. And now she's going to see dam on the fourth of Kislev all the time. So why do you say that there is no utility, there's no advantage in her making b'dikos be mainly do so, because she's tummy anyway. She may be tummy anyway from the first of the year, but doesn't say whether the dam stopped and came back. And dam stopped and came back. And here the havamina is, it doesn't remain that way. Then she'll be kaveya veset on the fourth day, and she sees three times b'mei nidusa on the fourth day as an onset of nidus again, and she knows that she now has 2 days to worry about. The first day when it's out of the nidus is kaveya veset, and the fourth day will also be kaveya veset. So therefore, since you have a takana ready for b'dikos, why not make the takana for everybody, including a nidus? Boys, did you follow that one? Because we're gonna drop it soon. You have to appreciate it before we say you're wrong. Again, the question is, since Nidus need not be 7 breeding days, but one day leads to 7 days of Isur, why are you not interested in knowing that maybe on the 4th, 5th, 6th day she sees a little bit of dam? And that now, if she does that 3 times, she'll be Kovei Aveset for that day. Look inside. Ella, Honichram, Shemen Lokish Omar, Isha Kovast Aveset, Besuch Mezi Vosa. When she's finished with the Nida period, any dam she sees could be the beginning of a Veset. But ain't Isha Kovast Aveset, Besuch Mezi Vosa. But during the Nida period, there's no way to clear Veset. I'll give you the answer to the Gemara already, why, but it's better here to understand it. Because you're dealing with a Mayon Pasuach. You think that she sees Dam on the 4th day. She saw Dam on the 1st day. Didn't see 2, 3. You saw on the 4th day. That's a new onset of Nidus. Nonsense. That's the old Nidus that's spotted. Who says she'll see every day? For that 7-day period, she can see Dam all 7 days. And at night, go to Mikveh and be Mutelas Levaila. We're doing with in the Takonis before the Takonis of Rav Zeira. Therefore, just according to Rabbi Shimon Melokish, who says there's no way, not interested in knowing whether there's other Riyas Dam during those days, 7 days, because whatever they are, there's not going to tell me something anew is happening. I'll assume it's the old thing anyway. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Yomar Isha Kovas, the Vesem Surah Melidoso, then it's possible that Tivdog Dilma Kovol Aveset. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no. Ki Amina no Hecher de Chazise Mimain Sosum, Ava Chazise Mimain Pesuach Lo Amri. When I said that a woman can be Kovay Aveset, be mainly do so, I'm referring to the calendar day. Remember the calendar days, 7 days, 11 days, 7 days, 11 days. During that 7-day period, could you be Kovei Aveset? Of course, he says, why not? You say it's a time of Nidus, so what? Because the Shokas also agrees that if she sees Dam from the 8th day on, the Yud Alef Yom, they need Nidus from the 8th to the 18th. There, of course, she's Kovei Aveset. Next case that the Mishnah had, where you don't have to make any bedigos, by Yosheves al dam toha, a nida does not make bedigos because she will not get a heter out of it, and a Yosheves al dam toha does not bedigos, she won't get an isur out of it. Whatever she'll find will be tohora. Whatever we find, she'll be Tohova, right? Vayeshevet Adam Tohov, Skosal Kedaitach, Mevakeshes Leishev Al Dam Toha. She's making bedikos, right? She wants to know whether she's Tohova or not. So we ask her, why are you asking silly questions? You're on the 33 days after a Zohar, or 66 days after the Kevah. Of course, whatever you find is Torah. What's the point of making Medikas? It's not so poshut. It's something you should have said out loud before, but maybe you figured out for yourself. What do you mean, Dam Toha? What happens here? You take a Zohar for this, a shorter period of time. She's asur lebaila for 7 days because of leda, right? Your ledus. And then what? There are 33 days when she's butel lebaila. What happens? No stop in between. She's She's bleeding. She's staining 7 days. Suddenly, 8 days stops, jumps into bed with her husband, no problem. The blood stopped? No. That blood switched to become Dam Torah. Or maybe not. Maybe what it means is, when the nida period is over, during those 33 days, if you see Dam, we're not going to answer you. But you got to get rid of the Isu of the first Dam, of the Dam later. So you need a Hefsik Tara to break between Dam later and Dam Toha. So there's no focus how you view this. What was the shot in the foot, in the posuk? What do you mean? That 33 days is you made Tara also. There's one here. The blood comes from the same source. The first blood is Dam Leda, comes from the uterus, from the bleeding after giving birth, from whatever damage was done inside the uterine and the uterine lining. That's causing the bleeding. HaTorah Temoso, HaTorah Taroso. You think Dam makes your tummy? Dam doesn't make your tummy. The Aloha makes your tummy. So the Aloha made your tummy and the Aloha made your toe. What's the problem? First 7 days that blood is called Dam Leda and your Tameya. The next day, next 33 days is called Dam Toa and your Toa. I have no problem. Don't understand why you become tummy with the first time. I don't understand why you become Toa the second time. So what? No one asked you to understand. These are our classic chukim, Tuma Vatara, a classic area of chukim, that's it. Ela Levi, Machloek is Rav and Levi. No, there is two separate sources of bleeding, two wells. One well is called Dam Leda, the other well is called Dam Toha. And you gotta shut up, you gotta shut down the dam later before you start up with the Dam Torah. Then Dilma Akati Laposa Kahumai and Tomei. How can you let her say you don't have to make any bidikos during your May Torah? How do you know you stopped the dam from the Yemei Tumor, from the Yemei later, from the Dam later? In other words, what's implied? First, you got to confirm that one well shut down. Then I open up the second well. Vilma akati lo posa kahu mayan tome. So of course she has to make vigos. Amar lach levi. No, the reason you don't have to make vigos. Omane beishamehi dama mayan echadhu. It's not a kashami. This Mishnah goes according to Beis Shammai. Oh, but that's a bad deal now. We're now getting involved as we're starting up with the Machloket Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Who ever heard of passing like Beis Shammai? I thought we went through that already. We told you Beis Shammai b'mokom Hillel love Mishnahi. We don't cite Beis Shammai. How have you a Stamas Nisan? Stamas Nisan is the halacha because Stamas Nisan. That would indicate that he's pasuk Beis Shammai. You can't do that. We decided that we're not going to pasuk like Beis Shammai. And for the Gemara, we're not going to pasuk Beis Shammai. I'm just recording Beis Shammai's opinion. I told you that at the beginning of the Zman. Very strange. In Pirkei Avos, Mr. Butler, you have, what's the machlokes? B'shem Shamayim. Do machlokes, b'shamayim b'shamayim. Of all the machlokes, the pick b'shem Shamayim. And then what? We pass in. The voice from heaven says, I'll only get Beis Hillel always. The
That's a machlokes shesofel hiskayin. That's the lashon of the machlokes that dies or born him. It's not hiskayin. He said, "B'sham my machlokes, he'll love mishnei," so he killed the machlokes. He tell me, it's a machlokes of Korach, Vadoso, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. Then when the earth swallows them up, that finishes the machlokes. Okay, yeah. That's a nice end to our machlokes. But what? But Shammai Beisilel, why do you pick that as a what is it as the a laudatory machlokes, right? A machlokes Shem Shemayim, and you don't pasken it, and then you tell him it's nothing. So I told you, and that's what's here too. What's the pshat? It's not the pshat that counts. It's not the win that counts. It's how you play the game.
It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game.
This is what he's telling you. I need Beis Shammai. I quote Beis Shammai because Beis Shammai, Rambam says, they were the sharper ones. When I listen to their opinion, listen to their analysis, then it helps me in making my decisions, to make my opinions. I disagree with them, but I sure owe them a Yasher Koach for pushing me. If I didn't have a Beis Shammai and I'm going to sit back and paskin, I'm not going to get them all right. It's only because of the opposition that I get it right. That's the criticism, says, how's the Maon Borges, who's Rav Sheshes, says, you can't count for Zimun someone who was not Shimish Tamil Chachomim. What does it mean? He's a big Tamil Chacham, he didn't learn with others. He didn't learn with others, he's not a big Tamil Chacham. You meet a big Tamil Chacham until you meet a Tamil Chacham, then you're no longer a big Tamil Chacham. After you beat Tamil Chachomim, and you argue with them, and you think you're better off, so fine, you're right and they're wrong, fine, then you're a Talmud Chacham. But at least you have to hear the other side. I think that's what our Mishnah is telling us here, right? He saw some Tana Kabe Shammai. He said, no, I'm not passing a Shammai. Stam Machakach Malchokis, who is a Stam Machinish, but then we bring the Machlokis in. Because Tam Achach Machlokes ain't a Lochakis Tam. Let's see if we can finish off this last little piece to the two dots. The boys aim, I'll tell you, you know, when we said about the Yosheves for Dam Tohar, and you asked the question, why not find out, according to Levi, you should certainly have a make bedikos. She has to know when she stops with the Mayan Tome and starts with the Mayan Tor. Big boy Seimo, Miktani Mevakeshes Leishev, doesn't say she's now starting her Dimei Toha. We give you a case where she's Yosheves Miktani. However, she got there, she's now in Yimei Toha, right? Therefore, there's no point in making any bedikos. So the mission said, no point in making bedikos. Surely, for the onset to know when she starts Yimei Tohar in the Harami. According to Levi, she has to make bedikos. But it's not the case of our mission. Our mission is Yosheves. Yosheves said it's so obvious. Why would the mission make such a statement? Remember, our Yosheves Adam Tohar doesn't have to make bedikos. If you know a person in Chumash, you know Yosheves Adam Tohar means all blood she finds will be tall. So, of course, you don't have to tell me that. Myla Mabel, why do you tell me such an obvious thing? Oh, Mao de Seymour Tivdok. Dilma Kovel of Esed, you might think, well, no, let her make bedikos. Maybe she'll be able to establish a Esed. Next month she'll see the same day. Kamash Malon, the Mayan Tol, the Mayan Tomei Lo Kovel. Very nice. If you hold that, like Levi, Shtei Mayonos, then this blood is coming from that well. So what will it tell you about after she finishes your Beit Tahara? She's now back in a regular Nida cycle. Nida cycle, the blood comes from the other well. So a Kviyas HaVeset means the well gives out its blood at the same time every month. But if you tell me it's two separate wells, there's no way to know anything from the last time. Last time it came from well number one, this is coming from well number two. That's good pshat, according as we just said. That's according to Levi. I ask you the same question. Then maybe Tivdok, why, if she stops seeing Dam, and then she'll start seeing Dam again, during, especially a better case for Yulikeva, we have 66 days, there's time to set a cycle of 20 days three times. Remember, the more likes to deal with a Vesed of Chof Yom, I can do a Kaviyas Vesed but on a 20-day cycle. It's the same well, you know, therefore it's relevant for the rest of our life. According to Levi, he said, over here, you may taro, you may tumor, you can be kovea from you may taro to you may tumor. What does that mean? It may be the same well, but the conditions are different. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Still, you may taro can't be compared to you may tumor and say because it happened during you may taro, it'll happen may tumor. We recognize it may be the same well, but you may taro a different physiology of a woman during that period of time. And therefore, you can't have that confidence that Orer Bismano Bo. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Thank you.